Blog Talk Radio.
Our special guest this morning is Barry Fletcher, the well-renowned hairstylist, award winner, product owner, everything in the hair industry that could be touched. Barry Fletcher has done it. He's our special guest. We're going to bring him up shortly. We're talking about things for 2014. 2014, it's a year of better world. We want to make things better and help individuals. The event that's coming up on Thursday is the world's largest speed networking event on the planet. Opportunity for you to sit in front of individuals and tell them about your business, about yourself. We're also having a Shark Tank concept where you can also pitch your idea or your invention or anything that you have to individuals who may have money. You never know who has money. This is going to be something to behold. It's going to be a big one. We'll be right back with Barry Fletcher. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. Barry, you on the air?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Welcome aboard. First off, Barry, I want to commend you on your long career as far as you publishing and also as far as your hair and all the things that you created to impact the hair industry. Tell us how you got started.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Russell, for having me on your show. Of course, you know, it's always a treat, a pleasure to network with you, as I plan to do on Thursday. I started as a barber, and after I got my master's barber's license, they cut my time in half for going to school for cosmetology, so it was like a commodity for me to go and open a beauty salon as opposed to open a barbershop. But, you know, it's all interconnected there. You know, so the beauty industry has been really one that challenges me all the time, you know. So, and I thought, you know, getting in a business that would allow me to use my creative energies, my God-gifted talent of, working with my limbs. At the time, I was a boxer, drummer, barber all at one time coming out of high school. So I had a lot of things on my mind, and, I just sort of focused on the beauty industry because it was so lucrative and a lot of avenues. It was one industry that allowed you to go as far as you want to go. I don't have to worry about, racism, white man holding me back, or computers taking over my job. I felt like my attitude determined my altitude and allowed me to go as far as I want to. So I thank black women, for supporting me for the last 30 years and, so I've been able to, live a decent lifestyle through the beauty industry. And it's still growing. I decided that I wanted to compete, when I came out of beauty school and competed in a few competitions. And maybe 4 or 5 years later, I was going to New York competing for a Rolls Royce. I couldn't believe that I was actually afforded an opportunity to compete for a car. And shucks, we caught the train up there and won the competition. And I drove back in 85 with in a Rolls Royce, and it hit me then that I made the right choice going into the beauty industry, and it's been good to me ever since.
Experience of winning a Rolls Royce in 1985 catapulted you to another level of hairstylist. I don't believe anyone had a Rolls Royce that was doing hair at that particular time. So everywhere you drove, everywhere people saw you, they know you was an award winner, and they know you was something special in the hair industry. Was that something that you catapulted on or you built on, that actual winning that award?
Yeah. Because, then people started referring their clients to me, and I would take care of a lot of the transmedia, people coming in town. You know, I get a call from supermodel Iman, and she'd come through, and I'd take care of her, you know, get to meet people. Next thing you know, I'm flying off to do covers for Essence, you know, doing Halle Berry, Chaka Khan, Tina Turner, you know, and all kinds of folks calling me, you know, hanging out with the champ, Sugar Ray Leonard. Donnie Simpson was a regular client. And, you know, anybody that was coming to town had to come to my salon at that time. Back then I had the Avant-Garde Hair Gallery. You know, of course now we have the Hair Palace in Mitchellville. However, I started to build on my popularity there with doing classes, you know, traveling the country. Then internationally, we created a team called the Hair Gangsters. So we went around, teaching classes and doing seminars. Had a great time. We continue to move on with the product line. I started a product line, Moisture Therapy, started with this one single oil. Liquid Moisture, which is a product I'm going to be giving free samples away on Thursday. I'm actually growing this product now, this product line out now, so that we can go retail. You know, I really want to get in the on the retail shelf. You know, Walmart, Rite Aid, Target, CVS, you know, places like that. That's the goal for this year, and I put a business plan together, and hopefully I can find some reliable investors that want to grow with me, you know, because we're right to grow. You know, when you think about this industry, the niche market I have, black women, 7% of the population, represent probably 35% of the monies on sales and services in this multi-billion-dollar beauty industry. So, you know, we really want to grow this year, 2014, you know, trying to work the social media. You know, we've come out with a new product called Be Fresh. It's a dry shampoo. It's actually a spray dry shampoo. So for those people who don't have time to, shampoo their hair every 2 weeks or every week, and they're working out and they, you know, have maybe locks or braids or weaves, and they want to get that fresh smell. You can spray right on the scalp and then wipe it with a clean cloth, and you're fresh again. So I'll bring a sample with me. We've been moving forward, and I have the storefront over on Marlboro Pike in District Heights, where we sell this Barry Fletcher products exclusively, And so I have a team, a staff team over there, and then, of course, here at the Hair Palace, I have a staff here. So they're kind of keeping me busy. I've been writing my newsletter. Those people would like to keep up with us and things that we're doing, just go to BarryFletcher.com, scroll to the bottom of the homepage, and sign up for the newsletter. We send a monthly newsletter where I write a monthly poem on the president. And so now I'm doing a column for the Sentinel newspaper. So I have a new beauty column featuring your boy. So we started this week with that column in the PG Sentinel. And so, you know, it's always things going on there to keep me going. It's a great industry. And we have had a long, I think you and I, you know, must be brothers, man, because you have grown and continue to grow, and I remember when you first started out with the Russell's News, and I used to get the cover on that thing all the time. And it kind of helped. It kind of taught me in the local area here to get easier, you know, stay on top of things, let people know what's happening. You know, you've always been the leader of the social relationship industry and the guru. So, you know, I've been hanging with you. And, you know, of course, I have a couple, three, four books out now. The first one was Why Are Black Women Losing Their Hair? Then we went into Hair is Sexual. And I wrote the relationship book after reading Steve Harvey's book. It's called Learn a Man, Earn a Man. Really hot tips in there. And then my latest book was The First Term on President Obama. It's a collection of chronological poems that, you know, I do monthly. So, yeah, your boy been staying busy. And that's, again, we're looking for this to be a growing year for the company.
Well, you're extremely busy. You've done so much. There's a whole lot in your portfolio. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon how you had the insight, the fortitude before the Internet, before Facebook, before Twitter, Instagram, Foursquare. You were making videos, actual videos to show individuals how to cut hair. You had series of videos. You were teaching classes. You even put together an organization that was going to help stylists have their own insurance and be in a better place. I want you to touch upon how you had that vision. We'll be right back with the ultimate Barry Fletcher. Morning show is all about you. Networking on the radio. We'll have our special guest, Barry Fletcher. Barry, tell us how you had the fortitude years ago to have the insight of trying to bring hairstylists together with opportunity to look for their future retirement. You had a plan that was implemented that could really help all hairstylists. And how did you have the fortitude to even talk about doing not only classes, but videos to show you how to cut hair?
That's true. Yeah, I had an organization we formulated called the Washington Beauty Network, you know, where I worked with some of the, the senior stylists in the area and stylists that were on the moving. And we had an organization that we would help people manage their business, you know, learn about cutting and styling and building the staff, you know, all the business needs that were necessary to grow a thriving salon. Because, you know, it's one thing to be a good hairstylist and another thing being a business owner and being a good manager of your business. So, you know, and, you know, that's an ongoing thing, still learning today. And so Washington Beauty Network was an original thing. We'd bring in a host of educators to come together, and we would all be under one umbrella, go in different rooms, but you do, you know, different education in different rooms. You know, people had a choice to pay one flat fee and they could train under anybody they like under all the ramifications of being a true pro. So, you know, that was good. You know, the D.C. area always had great hairstyles, I think some of the best in the world. Reside right here in the metropolitan area. So that was kind of a fun thing to have people come out and exchange and do all sorts of things together. I think we kind of lost that niche a little bit where folks think they already know everything and they just kind of want to, coming out of school nowadays, and kids just want to weave some hair on somebody's head instead of learning about how to keep the hair on their head, on the client's head for the rest of their life. They're more excited about adding hair. And this is the reason why I started a wig collection called the undetectable full-lace wigs. You know, of course, I have a page on my website, BarryFletcher.com. You can check them out. I have some of the hottest-looking wigs that you really can't tell that they're actually wigs. So they save your hair underneath and allow you to grow your hair and still give you that look, that low-maintenance look that nobody can really tell that you're wearing one of my units. So I like that idea. I have some actually going to be working on a new campaign with Angie Morgan, who is Angie from All My Children. She's going to be my spokesmodel for the wig, so we'll be doing a shoot soon, and we'll be sending the wig collection out for publication to Essence and Sophisticated Black Hair, Glamour, and so forth. So the wig collection is my new adage towards a holistic approach to hair care. So you know, this business is always evolving. So you kind of have to stay out in front of it, you know. And so I want people to know they can still follow me on Instagram too, Barry Fletcher Products on Instagram and Facebook. And you know, we like to stay in touch and keep up with the beauty industry so that we can hold hands around the country and keep aware of what's going on. Because I tell you, it seems like everybody is selling products to my black sisters. You know, it seems like all these companies coming out with new products and they're all falling for it, and they are finding that these people are promising gold with the product but delivering sand. And they're drying my sister's hair out. You know, they really need to support us businesses that make product just for them. And they're going to learn that. You know, I find that when black companies came out with the Live Days Relaxer back in the 50s, all black women were, you know, had pretty long hair, 10 to 12 inches of hair. And then, of course, other companies started making products like the No Lie Relaxer, and which is the worst thing you can put on your door to say, oh, your hair, those kits that they sell in the beauty supply store, robbing people of the life of their hair. And they don't know until they try it. And they tried stuff like Rio when people were eating the product up in Philadelphia. They go up there and they come back with their hair in a little plastic bag because they didn't like them. Debbie Allen had a product called Copa. And the same thing, you know, just not. Now they got the product, the Brazilian blowout and stuff. Here again, another big mess for black women. You know, so I think they have to go and stick with the companies that make products specifically for black people. I don't think we need Brazilian people to make products for us. We don't need Koreans to make products. We don't need Chinese to make products. We don't even need white folks to make products for us. We need to make our own product. And I am the only African-American hairdresser in the country with a full line of products for women of color. And my products are designed to put moisture back into the hair. So try Barry Fletcher products and experience the difference and stuff. Using all these products out here that you see on TV that are advertised, most small black companies don't have the money to advertise, so we don't get to get in front of the black consumers as readily as, you know, the bigger companies. And like I said, they're not really, really genuine about their product. They really have concocted some things just to sell to black women that has a good content behind it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's drying my sister's hair out. And we've been going through that for a while. That's why I wrote the book, Why Are Black Women Losing Their Hair? But it's time for black women, if they want to keep their hair on their head, they need to link up and join the Barry Fletcher product family, because there's a lot of crap out there that is being sold to the black consumers that is really not worthy of usage. And I'm really sick of black women losing their hair. I'm doing more corrective work in the salon these days than I am creative endeavors, just because they've been grossly misled by the advertisement from these beauty supply companies or beauty product companies. And not to mention the beauty supply companies. Of course, the beauty supply companies The Koreans and the beauty supply companies pretty much are selling all kinds of crap in these beauty supply stores. Just never know. It seems like the corner beauty supply stores these days have turned into a chemical waste dump. And there's stuff in there that shouldn't even be allowed to be sold to consumers. So we have to wake up. Wake up, Black America, and support our own, you know. We have great products here. You just got to believe in that Black folks can make quality products and give quality service for Black women.
I want to touch upon what you said about the beauty supply store. When the word beauty supply was applied to a store in the 70s or 60s, it was a beauty supply store for licensed beauticians. It was not a store that a consumer could walk in and buy a beauty supply. It was a location where the professional beautician, hairstylist, could go and get their supplies. You had to show a license. You couldn't walk into a store. What changed that, in your opinion? How did it come to be a beauty supply store for consumers?
Well, I can tell you that changed really, really quickly. And then it changed when the Koreans came in and took over all the beauty supply stores and ran the Black distributors out of business, and then prevented them from being able to sell the same kind of hair that they were selling. and then the manufacturers had to play the game with the Korean beauty supply companies, because they were the only stores in town. And those companies that used to be professional only, that you only sold to professionals, well, they had no professional stores to show to sell them to. And, of course, when you think about the corner beauty supply stores, a lot of those folks can hardly speak English, so they don't know and don't care about what effect these products have on your hair. It's just about selling the product. Matter of fact, you can't even return products anymore. So it's like you're on your own out there, and the only way you're going to get some support is to get with a hairstylist that understands education and the true dynamics of the health and well-being of excessively dry hair, or hair of people of color. And so that kind of spiraled out of control, and like the late 80s, we started turning everything over, and next thing the whole industry has changed. The education is pretty much out, and all sorts of products are out. I mean, they would release products that have formaldehyde in it, and then they would go back and say, all right, we took the formaldehyde out of it. Now it's good. But nobody even asked, well, what do you put in there to replace it? Because it's probably something worse. I've never even done a no-lie relaxer on anybody. I think it's the worst thing you could do. So you sisters, if you're listening to me and you hear it in my voice, telling you don't use the kits on your kids, don't use those no-lie kits on your hair, because that's the number one killer of Black women's hair. I'll repeat that one more time, because when I tour to sell my book, I do seminars, and I can come in for ladies with size of 100 or more women. I come in and do a seminar for you, why Black women losing their hair. And I tell you, when people ask me when they buy them, but what is the reason why we losing hair? The number one reason is those no-lie kits that you can buy right over the counter in the store. People unwittingly dry their hair out continuously, and they relax it on about a monthly base and find that they don't know why their hair keeps shedding and drying out and falling out. And then eventually they go and look up a real pro, and they find me, and I give them the solution. But this happens so regularly that, I really want to go retail so I can get in front of more Black women and give them some leadership, because they're trying too many things, and their hair, when it comes to Black women's hair, what you don't know can hurt you. So, you need to team up with a good family of hairstylists or salon hairstylists that really care about hair care. And so that's how it all got spiraled out of control. It's like everybody had to go to these corn abuse supply, and they had their choice to buy anything they want, regardless, and nobody's there to tell them how to use it, what it's used for, and the pros and cons of it. So we've been out there on our own with product, you know, for about the last 25 years, and it's getting worse.
You have said a mouthful of information for hair, for the consumer, for the woman of color to have this information is extremely powerful. We have to, in 2014, make more avenues and more venues where you can get this information out to the public. We're going to take a break, and we come back with closing statements from Barry Fletcher, the renowned hairstylist.
Overlook the power of the beauty industry, You know, I'm the black Vidal Sassoon, Paul Mitchell without the money. And given the right investment, we can go right to the top, and I can get in front of black women and help them with their plight to keep their hair strong and healthy. So that's what it's going to take. The industry is begging for leadership. And I'm saying I'm ready to step up to be the leader. And, I mean, shucks, you know, sometimes people don't realize, you know, when they got the power and education of strong hairstylists on their side. We just had a hair show in town. And folks didn't even call me to do a seminar or class. And I thought that, you know, that was kind of strange when you have a world-class hairdresser right in your town and you have a big hair show. You don't even call them to do a class or seminar or anything. You know, people out there on their own, you know, trying to make things happen. But once the moment we decide to reach out and grab hands and bring everybody in, I think we can heal the hair industry as a whole. Did I say that? Heal the hair industry as a whole. In a holistic manner. But yeah, so
that's a profound
you know,
statement. That's a profound
I'm
statement.
Life,
real profound statement. That's a profound
life,
statement.
Man. Thank you, man. I'm serious, too. You know me, Russell. You know,
yeah, I know
and
you
so,
know
yeah. I'm gonna have some business plans with me when I come out Thursday night. So, you know, hopefully, you know, someone listening to this tape or I get a chance to speak with someone who's really serious about investing in a black company that has potential to grow, and then it'll benefit a lot of people who are in the hair industry because that's just the way I roll and teaching the students, sharing with the professionals, moving ahead with the owners and the beauty supply stores. I forged a great relationship with them, and now I'm ready to go to retail and get with more on the corporate side of it and then placing me in a position to do infomercials and in my own educational seminars around the country so that more people can enjoy the dynasty of being able to have a complete look and the confidence and the imagery of being who they are and more of it. And it all comes down to good hair care. And I'm up for the challenge. And I really want to thank you for getting me on your show, Russell. You've always looked out for your little brother. And kept me along, even if you had to pull me by my collar when I wasn't looking. You know, come on, boy, let's go. We got things to do. So you've always been a mentor for me, and for that, I'm truly grateful, and I'm looking forward to networking with you again on Thursday night, my big brother.
Well, that's what it's all about, Barry. It's about you know admiring people like yourself, and I always admired your tenacity to actually see things for the future. That's what this event's about. This event is so unique and so different than any other thing that I've ever done. It's the world's largest speed networking event on the planet. But what it's going to offer individuals is an opportunity to sit down and speak to a Barry Fletcher, someone who they would never have the opportunity to actually sit down across from and speak to. Women can come to your hair salon, the hair palace, sit in your chair, get hair therapy, get their hair done. But to have a conversation where they're talking to you directly is powerful. The other side is coin is individuals will be able to pitch their business to other consumers and individuals who are in business so they can come together and cohabitate with each other so they can promote each other and get business for each other. The flip side is coin is the Shark Tank concept. The Shark Tank concept, where now an individual can sit down in front of a Barry Fletcher and he can pull out a business plan or hand one to someone who he sees possibly could be an investor. What more powerful event can that be? That's serious. It's never been done in the history of Washington, D.C. That's what makes Be There magazine, Better World, an innovator, all these years of 31 years of publishing, I've always had the insight, the fortitude to look ahead in marketing. I'm the marketing guru. I'm the hardest working man in marketing. That's what it's all about. Now we come to a point where we can put together individuals like yourself and other business owners. We're going to have millionaires there. We're going to have business individuals there. We're going to have people in the community of social aspect of the community all in one room. I want you to definitely, you know, promote this on your Facebook page, Twitter account. Just get the word out, because this is a unique opportunity. But I want to thank you, Barry, for doing all you have. You have touched millions, either by the touch of your hair, the information, the books. I watch you at different beauty shows or expos or events that you have set up. People gravitate to your booth. I have been in the booth with you. We have been in the booth together, but our books together. We have done so much that, you know, over the years, but you are like a locomotive that is really keep moving. You don't have to throw a lot of coal on it. You've already got the steam. So what we're going to do on Thursday is make sure that this thing is rolling with the hot sauce. So I want to thank you again.
Oh, man.
Very special, special guest. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 to 10:30.
Money, 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 money.